Quiet wars need silent weapons that shoot crisis instead of bullets, propelled by AI, not chemical reaction, originating in data bits in place of gunpowder, from computers instead of guns, fired by programmers instead of marksmen, following bankers' orders instead of generals, leaving no external physical wounds, but internal biological ones. CCP Professor Ping bragged China defeated the U.S. via a 2020 bio war. China's unrestricted war began undeclared decades ago. And year after year, Nazis, Maoists, and Marxists have attacked American minds, while Satanists have raped souls, and the cartels mauled emotions, cutting connections to God and family, destroying civilization until the drugged up, dumbed down demoniacs gild their own cage and walk into their own abattoir. Conceived and raped, orphaned and adopted, claimed by Christians, initiated by indigenous, tribally trained, martial arts mastered, psyops and special forces served, decades of duty in DEA and DIA, intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved, dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everybody. Happy to be with you. And a special thanks to everybody who has been putting up with my dinosaur tech issues. I think I've got this solved. Got a special guest again. But before I get there today, there's some stories I haven't been able to cover because I've been doing such deep intelligence dives on Maui. And it's really important because I have assessed with very high confidence, 95% that there were directed energy weapons. And now, with the help of my guest yesterday and today, it's pretty clear that those are Chinese satellite directed energy weapons. This is part of the fifth generation war being waged. But just a shout out to Harry the Greek, good friend, fellow Christian. We work together on a lot of things. Is yes, I have said for a long time we are in global World War IV. I have said that very clearly. Where most people are saying World War III, I've said World War IV. Why? Because GWAT, Government War on Terror, which is stupid because you can't make war on a thing. You can only make war on peoples. But I got my service ribbon for that. That was World War III. Global means world. So this is World War IV, a 4G resistance movement, legal, moral, and ethical, and nonviolent, against a 5G war, biodigital, also by electrical and directed energy weapons, bioweapons and directed energy weapons. And a hallmark of fifth generation war is you don't even recognize that it is a war. Nobody's in uniforms, doesn't look like a war. So I've been saying that for a long time, Harry. So there, I just said it again. And is this certainly an act of war? It is the latest of an act of war that has been going on for a long time. But again, China declared unrestricted warfare on us 20 years ago, and they are executing it more and more as we go. But real quick, things I've missed covering is most of all of the mainstream fake drive-by news psyop by the intelligence agency is fake. There was a story out recently that the FBI is scrambling to track migrants who entered the U.S. with the help of ISIS-linked smugglers, and they are ISIS guys. So, you know, that is the postscript of, yeah, we let them in, now we're going to let them run around, and then we can create another crisis. That's all that is. And then there's the prologue to the Newsmax show. And I got to say, I hate to, that guy on there just really talking heads can't get much dumber than that guy. But this is a Greg Shelley, like, hey, I want to tell you, I'm going to reveal a recorded conversation soon to be released. So this is all part of a play, part of a setup. It's already scripted, just like letting in the ISIS terrorist. Now, I am not part of the crowd. Like my good friends on American Media Periscope say, hey, it's unfolding. The plan's working. Most of the people say the military is in charge, have never been in the military, and they've never executed the plan. Plans are useless. Planning is invaluable. Develop the situation before it develops you. Plans always change. No plan survives first contact. Very clear. But further, Capitol Police officer that shot Ashley Babbitt and murdered her, and I say she was shot and murdered. This is Michael Byrd. Hey, I got smoke. Is that I smoked a white Christian veteran is getting promoted. So the deep state is deeper and darker than ever. And of course, they didn't even investigate him, but that's what's coming out. But innocent St. Kyle Rittenhouse is being sued again by the child molester. The guy who raped five little boys is suing him because they can't keep Kyle down. So they're going to continue to throw things at him. And the story says, making insane claims. No, they're not insane. It's evil. It's evil I define as intentional harm, engineered evil, manufactured malice. And this is the latest attempt to go after St. Kyle because he testified, he was found innocent. If there was ever a clear-cut case of deadly force used in fear of life, that was it. But he took on the DOJ, the FBI, the drones over the head, the FBI agent running behind him with the child molester and the wife beater, all kinds of stuff after he had been cleaning graffiti off the wall all day. And then Lynn Wood turned on him. And I know you all, some of you still like Lynn Wood, but now Lynn Wood says, you know, I'm a bad guy now, and Clay Clark's a bad guy, and General Flynn's a bad guy. Everybody's a bad guy except Lynn Wood, who ripped off Kyle Rittenhouse. Just because he can say Jesus doesn't mean he's a good guy, but you can believe what you want. And also I got a great note from somebody in Hawaii, and we have Team America in Hawaii, and we're praying for Hawaii and Maui. They really appreciated my reportage and my intelligence reporting. They sent this, and I want to put this out. I put it out another week, but I want to put it out again. And I want Hawaiians and Maui to know that we are thinking and praying for them and saying the best thing you can do for Lahaina, the first is pray for Maui. That's her last, but my first. Pray for them. And you can join us at Christ Chaplaincy to do that. ChristChaplaincy.com, Christ Connection Chaplaincy on Facebook, and also on American Media Periscope. We're there as well. You can also donate to verified organizations, not the scams. I'm saying Eric West is a fraud. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but Team America Intelligence has investigated him a great deal. And of course, Oprah and The Rock are frauds. Don't hang out with them. But Maui Strong Fund is good. Maui Mutual Aid is good. Maui Food Bank, Safe Havens, Maui Humane Society, Aloha United Way, and King's Cathedral are all solid. According to our Hawaiian contacts. Any nonprofit group in Hawaii must register with the Hawaiian Attorney General, so you should be able to check them out there as well. So that's important. And then again, thanks so much for being patient with my tech issues. I'm a dinosaur. I'm doing the best I can. When I'm on American Media Periscope or Brighton TV, I have some great young engineers. When I'm doing it here, I'm with Andy or by myself. And for some reason, I have to be on a certain Chrome browser. I don't like to use Chrome. I used to do Firefox or Swiss Cows or something right now. But I think I've got that figured out for the moment. But I appreciate all of the kind words and patience. And for those of you who weren't kind, fine. Doesn't matter. Lanai Kane said, hey, check out Devorah Tavares on SGT. I just did SGT again. I guess Sean wants me to come on regularly. Thank you so much, Mr. Prather. We know you are the real thing. We put our trust in you. I really appreciate that. I won't violate your trust. I have been betrayed many times. I will never betray you. And I appreciate that. We love you. God bless you and your family. Lane and Dale, and I will try and get a hold of Deborah as well for that. So thank you very much. I want you to know that I appreciate all that. Michael Archangel on Lahaina Lasers, LIDAR, and Latipova. Have patience, everyone. It's not necessarily their shortcomings in tech. People who do these independent media and journalism online get sabotaged. It's par for the course. Thank you, Michael Archangel. I've been sabotaged many times. You know, they don't do surveillance or kinetics because I taught them all that stuff. Taught them everything they know, didn't tell them everything I know. But the tech stuff is stuff I don't know, but I appreciate that. Here's one, you know, I spent a lot of time in Southcom, mostly in Sock South. You know, that's how I became a whistleblower back in the day. But Sound of Freedom screenings have been pulled from Southcom, from U.S. Southern Command. So I guess they don't want the pedos that are running things in South America and Central America to have any hurt feelings as they rape children. Southcom, I'm ashamed of you. And Sock South, I'm ashamed of you. And warrior up and man up. And get the stuff out of your thing. I won't say you all know what that means because I'm not on the range. But anyway, that's just kind of updating some stories. I'm not really going to go into the Trump, lawsuits. The DOJ, the DA came after me, and then local government came after me. I was never even indicted. I was never charged. I was never convicted, but they just throw things against the wall because you got to pay for it yourself. When the DEA came after me, I had five attorneys. I spent $75,000 and never even charged. I have whistleblower friends who went through the whole thing and said they would never do it again. So a lot of that is that's just election interference. That shows how fearful they are. Fear not. Man up. Warrior up. Get your head in the fight. Lean in. The herd is being called. Don't be in the call. But I want to return today. I did a great show yesterday, really courtesy of my guest, Steve Favas, who has done some incredible work. In the video I showed you of the petawatt lasers, actually, he turned me on to that. This is a breakthrough that this pulsar level petawatt laser that China has just come up with, and they've been talking about it since 2018, but they just came up with it, I believe, in 2021. He was revealing yesterday that they do have those lasers. They do have the rocket payloads that can boost them, and they can lase from space. And he has evidence that there were two Chinese satellites over Maui at the time of the fires started. Now, I've already talked about how the Hawaiian Electric Company, HECO, is being sued before the investigation's even finished, and the FBI dive team is there covering up evidence, and I'm sure they're going to blame it on HECO because the Petlier, whatever your name, the Las Vegas police captain is now the Hawaii police chief there, so he's running to cover that up. But no officials were there on the ground. The alarms didn't go off. They've had alarms since Pearl Harbor. The police blocked the road out. Kids were sent home from school. There's still 2,000 kids plus missing. Hawaii is a pedo central area. All of this fits. But there is more evidence from my guest, Steve Favas, that is really amazing. So thanks for your patience there, Steve, and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
So I see there Favas Advanced Robotics Corporation, but people can follow you at MrRobots.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. It's MISTER robots.com, not MR, but MISTER robots.com.
And so yesterday you were on with me and I found it just fascinating of what you were uncovering. Bring people up to date. I kind of gave a summary there, but then I'll get this video up, but go ahead and tell folks what you discovered through your satellite tracking.
Yeah, so I found publicly available NORAD data. NORAD tracks every space object for safety. For example, they don't want random satellites colliding with ISS or other expensive space equipment. So all the space objects that are up there, including debris or exploded stuff or broken stuff, rocket bodies or whatnot, this is all tracked by NORAD for safety purposes. And if you go to spacetrack.org, you can download the telemetry data that is publicly available. Basically, you have to register an account. And what I did was I plugged that into a very popular and well used software program called MathLab MatWorks. Engineers and universities use this software all the time for doing extremely complex complications that I want to say are trivial. Like they already know the physics behind orbital mechanics. So it's hard doing this manually, incredibly hard. I'm not capable of that, but I can use the software and leverage the existing telemetry data, which is a TLE file, basically. So all I wanted to know was, number one, is it possible to have these strange fires happen? And again, I'm from Northern California. I had to evacuate so many people from these fires. They affected my friends and family. I had to evacuate my 80-year-old blind and visually handicapped or blind and near deaf father from some of these fires in California. The worst one was a Paradise fire. And even though I was maybe 100 miles away, the smoke was so bad, I literally had to leave the state. All the people so these fires have directly affected me. And again, going back to what I was talking about on the last episode, as far as fifth generation warfare, the reason why it's unproven is because there's going to be more people angry at whoever is causing this fifth generation warfare than what was started. So these sucker punches, basically, which is basically what most of what fifth dimensional warfare is, are going to have much more blowback from the people that are casualties to it, basically. So I tracked all the NORAD data, and I calculated the physics possible. Again, I'm a very good programmer. I was programming since I was 6 years old, helping my blind father. So I'm a very good programmer. So I knew the math and physics existed to calculate these things. And once I got MathWorks, MathLab, and I downloaded the TLE data from the NORADSpaceTrack.org website, I just inputted the parameters. And I started looking at them, thinking, okay, what is unknown on these things? And NORAD is tracking stuff they label as unknown. And how big would these things be? Number one, the power, how much power would be needed to cause a fire from space? I at first was calculating, 10, 15, 20 megawatts. But I found that the launch capabilities of the march line, a long march line of Chinese rockets can launch about 44 tons. That's a lot, and that's a lot of batteries. Capacitors are basically batteries that can discharge very quickly, and they can recharge too in space. So what I did was I calculated the amount of energy needed, and were these possible to launch in space, and what power of lasers can we launch with a 70 or a 44 ton launch. And I calculated, using these are very, very well applied physics formulas, nothing complex, algebra, the right formula. The energy is directly related, and lasers is directly related to the amount of power. Power is related to batteries. So what happened was I figured out that with a 44 ton launch payload capability, they could power a 70 gigawatt laser. And I was like, wow, that's tremendously powerful. And I checked, does this exist? And I started seeing what China, South China Morning Post, Chinese news sources were publishing. They're up to petawatt bursts. And again, the higher you go, it's like the metric scale. Kids having donuts usually drink chocolate milk. So as you have kilowatt, megawatt, and on up, the laser goes up, orders of magnitude. So what I found out was, okay, these lasers are very possible. And then the next question I had was something orbiting above Maui at that time. I just want to look at the Lahaina fire, but I noticed there's three fires that happened. And
let's stop there and let's take a look at that. But basically what you're saying for a firearms instructor guy is they can shoot farther than we can shoot with those lasers. Because nobody else has those.
The power is definitely related to distance. The stronger the laser is, the farther you can shoot. It won't be as precise. I mean, you're not going to be shooting a dime from space, but the area and the damage still, even if the atmosphere interferes with it, with the atmospheric interference, it's still enough energy to cause matter to change or nearly ignite almost instantaneously, which is the result of what we saw with melted glass, melted wheels, steel beams that are bent and melted.
And so here's really now what really was amazing about your work. This is what we were playing the other day, and I'll let you talk about this as I let this run now. But this is the evidence. NORAD doesn't identify it, but it's clearly Chinese. But go ahead.
Yes, and that's important too. NORAD tracks where these objects, what origin they come from, NORAD classifies the CCP satellites as a PRC or People's Republic of China, so they know the origin of where these came from. So these were clearly launched from places in China. They're People's Republic of China CCP whatever satellites, and there's three of them that I tracked, or two of them that I tracked, but they're related to two fires. Are you playing the first pass here, Jeffrey?
Yes, I'm going from, yeah, not like the other day when I reversed it. This is the first pass, yes.
Yes, exactly, good. So the first pass, and again, I just want to see what was over Lahaina, but then I realized there's three fires. So I said, well, if I'm checking one fire, why don't I see what else is passing over for these three other times? And I found two objects. This first pass is the Olinda fire, and that's the time I'm circling 847 UTC. You have to convert from UTC to local Maui time. But at that time, that was one fire that started. And this is the first pass. You can see how close it is over it. They're moving fast, but there's still a long window to launch these times. I mean, maybe 30, 45 minute window. They are moving fast, but there's still a lot of time for a clear line of sight with reduced atmospheric interference being in an optimal firing distance. This is the first pass right here. And that was the Olinda fire. So if you play the video again, I encourage anybody that's in a university and that has MATLAB to run the code that I posted on my website. That's essentially, it's eight lines of code. It's eight lines of code per satellite. So you just copy the code, paste it, and you check the satellite NORAD data that I'm tracking there. That's it passing over there. And so this is accelerated time. You can accelerate and rewind it basically. That's why we could back propagate what was over Maui on these dates, even though this happened a month ago. I could literally go back, you know, several months. That's Hawaii. I'm saying that's the Hawaii Islands. And again, MathWork MATLABS handles the telemetry data, navigation data, and renders a accurate Earth map, basically.
And firearms instructor, when I'm teaching deadly force, and I've taught it to tens of thousands since 1993, you have to have to activate deadly force, pillar of deadly force, fear for life or fear for serious grievous bodily harm. There's three requirements: ability, means, and intent. And so when you looked at the rocket payloads, you found out that they had the ability to do that, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And then when you found the lasers, the petawatt pulsar lasers in 2021, which we do not have, they also have the means as well. The intent, of course, is going along normal route lines. But I'll shut up and let you talk about this.
Yeah, so that was the first pass. So you can see how little atmosphere is between the satellites and the Maui Island specifically. So it's directly over. And I thought, okay, well, maybe that's just chance this satellite is passing over. But the crazy part is this other satellite that's tracked, and it does one pass, and then the Lahaina fire starts, another satellite passes, and then after the Lahaina fire passes, the same satellite that causes the first fire passes over again, causing another fire at the exact same time it's over. So you
call that as if reloading another new magazine. It would be the
end. Absolutely. When you're in space, solar panels charge a lot faster. The temperatures and no atmosphere. So, and literally, you could point these solar panels at the sun while it's rotating. So it's charging 24/7. There's, you know, you can make them so that they don't have to get in the dark of space. Basically, you rotate them or change their orbital properties. But yes, so literally, once the capacitors are discharged specifically for a 20 megawatt, this is a less powerful laser. For a 20 megawatt laser, it takes about, I think I calculated like 107 minutes to charge. So for a larger laser, it's going to take longer. But if you do the math, by the time the other one passes, it's probably fully charged and ready to discharge its weapon again. Again, like Jeffrey said, replacing a magazine, it's charging its batteries up for another run. So two satellites and three fires that happen exactly the same time. It's too improbable that this is just a by chance passing of you know, regular space stuff, basically.
So this is clearly manufactured malice to murder, to mass murder, to arson. Arson falls under deadly force because you're burning people alive, and that's what happened. And I think there's a question there about microwave versus laser, but it can be both, right? That looks like what happened with the drones dropping the barium and aluminum particulates days ahead, likely to microwave the layer as well. Does that make sense?
So so the best of my knowledge with the physics formula is microwaves don't seem to penetrate well from space as well as near. I said, what would be the easiest weapon to make? I calculated the near infrared spectrum, which is not visible to the naked eye. You can't see the beam, but you can see the results when it hits its target. I don't know about the microwaves, the distances, but I know that near infrared penetrates Earth's atmosphere much better than microwaves. I mean, I could do the math sometime if you want the physics on it sometime, but I figured near infrared was the easiest. And again, from China, they're not, I spent time in China. I spent a year in China and Beijing, and they're not, I don't want to say innovators. They're more like copy, steal, and clone. So I don't see them using anything that we would have had today. It's like they'll copy it, steal it, clone it. But I don't see them using anything more advanced than this or more complex than this. And when you talk about beam scattering, the erraticness of the fires and the target, this could just happen naturally with equivalent of a shotgun burst, basically, that gets scattered in the atmosphere. So that could explain a lot of the weird stuff that did get burnt and didn't get burnt in the erratic pattern, basically. That's the best of my knowledge and intuition on this.
Oh, so you're saying because of the beam scattering, because this is a new weapon, new weapons always have problems. There's always glitches in new weapon systems. That's why some weird things got burned and some weird things.
Yes.
It's a moving.
There's something called turbulence, atmospheric absorption, and there's something called thermal blooming. So what happens is particles in the atmosphere affect the way that the beam goes, but the divergence base. So when you're shooting shots or something like that, the shot spreads about, right? And I think the same thing similar on a very much higher energy level happens with photons that are traveling at these energies with atmospheric interference, basically.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm familiar with blooming because, you know, blooming is what happens if you got your NVGs on and then you blow something, it blooms out, and that's why you normally take them off before you start going hot, because it's not going to work anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And so there's the means, there's the ability, and then the intent. I talked about the intent at the beginning of the show when Ping, the CCP professor, said, hey, we beat them in a 2020 war, which was the unrestricted warfare doctrine, which came out from two Chinese Air Force colonels 20 years ago after they watched us win the first Gulf War so quickly, and said, we're going to take them every way except directly, because nobody can take the American warrior head on directly. And so this isn't still even directly. We were talking before the show about making analogies to snipers. And of course, I recommend my folks to read Fry the Brain, where it talks about unconventional sniping. So I said at the beginning of the show, that Ashley Babbitt was sniped with a handgun from a law enforcement officer. Most people don't think of that. They think it's when a guy in a ghillie suit, but that's not outside the realm of possibilities at all. But another aspect of sniping, besides force multiplying, which is one sniper can pin down a battalion, but the other aspect is psychological. It makes a big difference psychologically. And a lot of this fight is psychological. A lot of this fight is mind. The battlefield is the soul, but a lot of it is mind as well. So what do you, for as intent, referencing our earlier conversation with sniping and putting that into play, any thoughts on that?
I just get the feeling that they think they can get away with this. I try not to judge or see people through my altruisms. You know, obviously I don't want to see innocent people get burnt to death, but the motivation I don't know why they would do this, but somebody controlling those CCP satellites definitely targeted Lahaina, Olinda, and that the Maui Island. I don't know why they did it. So I consider it sniping. I feel like they wanted to do it, maybe to send a message, maybe, and maybe they thought they could get away with it. So I'm just speculating here. I can't think from a Chinese communist mindset, basically. So
no, and that makes total sense. And you're right. When you're doing reports, you don't want to say why. Yeah, you just want to describe who, what, when, where, and how, not why. But I want to jump into the new All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, AARO, that just popped up as part of Space Force, and show you the new director, Dr. Kirkpatrick. When I was at DIA and I was running, chief of global plans and ops and ran the op center, there's all these PhD doctors that are in there that have never served in the military. But I found this guy real interesting because as you can see from here, in 96, he was offered a National Research Council fellowship at the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, investing in novel solid-state lasers for the Department of the Navy. And then he worked for the Air Force in their ultra-fast laser physics lab to investigate nonlinear optics, novel ultra-fast spectroscopic methods, and nonlinear micro-nano fabrication techniques for the Air Force. Then he went over to the NRO, the National Reconnaissance Office. That was super secret back in the day. And then converted to CIA in 2005. And of course, all the drones originally were CIA drones. Then he went over to DIA, my old stomping territory. But I find his career path very interesting as opposed as what's going on right now with this. It looks like the DOD, the NRO, and the NSA have been aware of the Chinese developing these capabilities and have been quietly concerned about it. And now they may actually be preparing to counter them. There is a Space Force office called U.S. Space Force has created its first unit dedicated to targeting adversary satellites. And this is the 75th Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Squadron. And it was activated August 11th, 2023. I find that timing highly suspect. What do you think?
Yes, yeah, coincidentally, and take note that the Maui fires were on August 8th. So could did they have something that they put in orbit right after the fires? And again, I'm sure the technology was there, but would they want to launch them? And, you know, because when stuff still decays in space, why would you want to use your weapon? You wouldn't want to bring your weapon with you when you're not in a kinetic, you know, war, basically. So I suspect my intuition is telling me that they put these things up instantly. And these are, I believe these things that they're putting up do have targeting and destruction capabilities in space. I'm hoping Space Force is responding.
Yeah, well, I think there was a great young colonel in there under Trump, and then they got rid of him. He wrote a book a while back. So this 75th Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Squadron was activated August 11th at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. This unit is part of Space Delta 7, an element of U.S. Space Force tasked with providing intelligence on adversary space capabilities. So I find that fascinating because it looks like they've been caught with their pants down and they're trying to catch up because people are not, it's pretty overt now with the Chinese balloons and everything else happening. And let me see if I can get up a display of that. Yeah, here we go. So here is that, and this comes from supporter as well. So thanks, Cindy, for sending me this. So this is U.S. Space Force creating its first unit dedicated. There's its new patch. Everybody's got to have a cool patch. It looks a lot like the Delta patch, the Delta Forces patch. It's got the same Delta there as well. And there was a video here, I guess. I don't know if I can play that or not. If they'll. Nope. The video was up earlier. It was talking about their capabilities as well. But I find this real fascinating. that they are going, that they're doing counter space forces. And these systems range from ground-based lasers that can blind optical sensors to devices that can jam signals and conduct cyber attacks. And something I wanted to ask you about was, I have put out, of course, that the U.S. Air Force's Directorate of Directed Energy is on Maui. Do you know if that was hit?
What was hit?
The U.S. Air Force's Directed Energy, because they have a conference coming up in September.
Oh, wow.
But it's right there on Maui.
This is news to me. That's interesting. That's I didn't even hear about that. I don't know their location. So,
yeah. So it's right there on Maui. They still have their conference. It's sold out in person. You can go remotely. But I'm wondering if this obliterating everything around the U.S. Air Force's Directed Energy Directorate on Maui was a shot across the bow, almost literally. To show that, hey, we're taking this space as we move on Taiwan. We don't have the troops, we don't have the ships, we don't have the fuel to do anything about Taiwan. We're not going to do anything about Taiwan. I assess that very, very clearly. But you hadn't heard about that, huh? Yeah, check out the
that's news.
Check out the U.S. Air Force's Directed Energy Center Directorate on Maui. And further, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks, it says China is spending somewhere like $292 billion on military enhancement and expansion as of last year. She says she might be actually the only good guy in the Biden, the Pedo Joe regime, because she said, last week I announced our Replicator Initiative to overcome the production valley of death. Of course, she's referencing scripture there. Beginning with accelerating the scaling of all domain attributable autonomous services, because obviously this targeting was automatic, some kind of AI system, right? Here's what makes me think she might be a good guy. Not all problems need new money. When's the last time you ever heard that from a government official? We are problem solvers and we intend to self-solve. Doesn't sound like I'm sure they're going to fire her quickly. But she said this stuff can stop a larger aggressor from achieving its objectives. And of course, they're really saying the DoD recognizes the need for development in these areas, especially in light of military advancements occurring in China. And of course, the Chinese troops on the ground are not particularly good. The Indians beat them in hand-to-hand about 2 years ago, broke a couple necks, and they were having parades about it, and the Chinese were trying to cover it up. So, Chinese ground troops are not particularly powerful. But any thoughts on that as well?
Yes, definitely. I know what she's talking about, the manufacturing valley of death. I think this goes back to the Nazi war plan way back when Hitler wanted to have more children faster than he lost soldiers, so he could always replace the Nazi regime. And it's the same thing with bullets. It's the same thing with tanks. It's the same thing for whatever we produce that will get destroyed. Munitions will get destroyed in war. So the idea, what she's talking about, and this is where China's strength is on their manufacturing base. Right. Are we outsourced most of our manufacturing base? And Taiwan is an important issue. We should talk about that. We outsourced our manufacturing base, our silicon, our chip fabs are in Taiwan, and most of our industrial equipment to manufacture is in China. So can China theoretically outproduce for example, a cheap disposable drone that is running swarm technology? Can they do that today? I believe they can. And part of my life that I'm dedicating to is to prevent from stuff that will blindside us, basically. And the Replicator Initiative, I think, is important. But the point is we need more manufacturing in America.
My dad who adopted me, World War II vet, had three factories. I worked in them, and they closed because you couldn't keep them open. But I think you're exactly right. They're controlling us through manufacturing. I've got a story here someplace of how our Chinese draining the Panama Canal right under our nose, by retired Colonel John Mills. Of course, I spent a lot of time in the canal. He's saying that they've outsourced their water needs for the canal, and the Chinese are stalking the opportunity for the request for proposals for running the canal. In fact, when I was in the tunnel, it was at Quarry Heights, which used to be canal property when I was working back in the tunnel. The Chinese are already reaching the Panama Canal locks and the Madden Dam complex that creates the Alajua Reservoir, and playing with the release valves through cyber operations. And the real important thing there is they've already reduced ships down to like 36 a day from 200, but now the Navy can't get through there either. So again, they can't get the supplies to deliver. Any comments on that?
Yeah, again, this is fifth generation warfare. This is financial, and this is obviously commodities and trade and stuff like that. This is definitely fifth generation warfare stuff. So yeah.
Now let's take a look at this. This is the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO. It's ARRO, A-A-R-O .mil, Alpha Alpha Romeo Oscar ., Mike India Lima. That's pretty easy to look at. It's recently up, and I was just referencing that. And I think I see what they're doing here now, because we're seeing all these people asking about, what about this UFO whistleblower? I'm like, he's a joke. I know how whistleblowers operate. They're uncomfortable. They're in trouble. I really felt for Garrett O'Boyle, the former Army veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, FBI agent, who said the FBI will crush you and your family. But I was heartened to see them coming forward. And then the worst nightmare, the Democratic homosexual IRS agent whistleblower confirming him. But this is real interesting. And I think that UFO whistleblower is a dangle. I think he's just trying to distract. And I found this real interesting here. Because this is their page where they're showing official UAP, they don't call them UFO anymore, objects. And the first two videos are South Asian objects. Usually they're around military bases, but this is a South Asian. And so I think I know what's going on here. I think they're trying to build a cover story that it is UFOs so that they don't know that we're being outfought by China, just like they're blaming the Hawaiian Electric Company for the fires, even though they had cut the power. But let me see if I can play this for you here. Let me enlarge this and start this again and let you take a look at this from 15 January 23.
It was funny. I was looking at this last night. It's funny you brought this up.
That's got to be one of our drones there, right?
Yeah.
Our drone is, and then their drone goes right by. So let's look at that again, and I'll stop it in there. So that doesn't look to me to be anything really out of it. It just looks like a smaller drone, maybe a swarm bot drone. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain that one, but there's two more down there that I think I could explain. If you go down, there's things moving relative to each other. This is what intrigued me about this. There's number one, there's a lot of like fake UFO videos, but the official ones are the ones that are interesting. If you scroll down a little bit, there's things moving in parallel to each other. That one right there. That one right there. To me, I mean, assuming of course this. If you see how it's moving parallel.
Oh yeah,
let me go ahead and play that video. This is the way I see this from a technology perspective. Go ahead and play it.
I can find my mouse over there. See, this is weird because now I don't have. Oh, there we go.
Okay, so when I see something moving like that, I see a cloaking device with glitches in it. So if that is something, I see a huge object with pixels that are distracting people. So, I mean, if you project an LED screen with the same stuff behind it, I think this is one object that has a cloak on and there's some sort of glitch going on. So these aren't moving quickly. That's one huge object. So all that is pixels that are glitching out, whether intentionally or unintentionally, maybe to distract them. But assuming there is an object there, you know, I can't validate that, but I think that's one giant thing there. And you could collide with it, so you can't see it. So I think this is more like there's a huge object there, but again, and they're snapping back and forth and moving fast because they're just the LED light equivalent of what the screen is. if they are, this is my interpretation of it. You know, I can't validate it, but you see how they're moving perfectly parallel. Just picture that as a giant screen or mirror.
Oh, that makes sense. And I've never been impressed. Again, this was over the White House back in the Eisenhower days. There was a series. It could be a bunch of banners or lines as well. But you mentioned about cloaking. You got some experience in cloaking. You want to talk about that, or is that too?
Yeah, I could talk about it for sure. Yeah, I mean, whether anybody can confirm or deny this, I'm from California, Northern California, and I was driving by. I had a fascination with aviation growing up. Whenever I see a military bird flying over me, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And I saw the F-117 flying above. I think it was refueling in broad daylight, blue sky, clear sky, and it was flying above me. I think it was refueling or something, and I was just staring at it, and boop, disappeared. I suspect the black color is actually LED TV screens transmitting the opposite color on the other side. So that's why these things are black, because they're like our screens. Our computer screens are black, right? And they change colors. So I suspect that we have within visual range cloaking, and these things, the F-117, all these black modern ones, not the older ones like the SR-71. I think these are covered in some sort of a cloaking device that is that basically projecting the opposite side via whatever colors on the other side. And it's pretty simple doing that in blue skies. That's my best. That's how I would do it.
I used to write a lot of articles for SWAT magazine and stuff. And my first article was just a mirror that you could set up. And I showed how it fooled my horses because it kind of reflected the ground right there. Yeah. And I've never seen that personally, but I have seen some videos of tanks cloaked and even folks cloaked. And I have a report out of smart clothing coming out through the DOD as well. And I hadn't connected that, but that makes total sense. But again, the ultimate concept here is this is another dangle, intelligence term for look over here while we're doing something over here, while we're not countering China, because we want to look like we're still powerful and in charge.
I think so too. I think this is still a distraction. Even if you see something like, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't walk up to it or anything, or can't validate it. And besides, there's always a CG, a computer graphic manipulated element too. Again, I make computer graphics, working in the game industry, and you know, rendering my patents and stuff like that. So that there could be a manipulation. I can't validate these things. But if they are legitimate, and pilots, if you're there in person, it's different. It's hard to tell from the video. But if those are the official ones, and there is something there, I would speculate on cloaking. Glitch cloaking. Maybe they're saying, don't run into me. There's a huge object here. It's like kind of like a hazard light. So don't run into me because you're still sharing airspace basically with something that could be flying. I mean, like an F-18 could be flying very fast, you know?
Yeah. What I always find is there's always ships around, or they're always running exercises, or it's always near bases. Well, I can tell you when I deployed to Honduras for training exercises right next to Nicaragua, that's just the cover for running the operations is the exercise. And of course, every major crisis you see, they just ran an exercise the week before or almost simultaneously as well. But yeah, here's the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office there. And that's where that PhD was head of that. And I just find this fascinating. And this looks like they're throwing this out there. Hey, we got to get something out here to show that China just burned up our citizens and we can't do anything about it. And I think there's a corollary there, because while Trump is still saying the China virus, RFK came out and said the Fort Detrick bioweapons, which then went to Harvard, which then went to Canada, may be released at the military games, but then went to Wuhan. Lieber was going to Wuhan and working on his miniature batteries in his systems. I think there's a real corollary between the bioweapons and the directed energy weapons, but they are certainly all part of fifth generational warfare. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Again, from a computational standpoint, there's the DNA is so complex. We can hack it, we can splice it with other pieces of DNA, but we don't know the results of it. I mean, there's so much data, and this is an analog biological organism. There's so much data on the DNA strand. Like I said yesterday, if I had all the compute world, a compute power in the world, and all the time, I still couldn't reverse engineer it. It's too hard. There's something about DNA. There's some sort of design in it that we can't figure out. We can hack it a little bit, but yeah. So
you're not familiar with the God's stamp on our DNA? You haven't seen?
Well, yeah. Exactly. No, that again, if anything's going to make you spiritual, it's studying DNA. That there's something about it in the from the way it works, it's like life is supposed to go forward. It's not supposed to be cut up, destroyed, and go backwards. Life is supposed to go forward, you know, and that's the whole purpose of DNA. It doesn't self-destroy itself without outside interference or something else, basically. So yeah, of course I subscribe to intelligent design or God as a creator or whatnot, but I don't believe we should be messing with it. And I think the genie's out of the bottle on some of this stuff as far as manipulating and affecting us, basically. And, you know, it's like the recipe for COVID and the absorption in our lungs is out there now. So will this go away? And my intuition is telling me that because it's something man-made, I think it's going to decay, unlike, you know, natural made DNA that can last and endure certain types of stresses that previous generations have endured. I think this stuff's going to decay over time because it's so man-made, artificial, synthetic. I don't think it'll hold up the stand of time like our DNA, basically.
That's really interesting. I'm looking here to find my graphic where it shows so that the sulfuric bridges in between each link of our DNA correspond to toric numbers. And I had a video I showed of an old Hebrew scientist, Jewish scientist, saying Tati, Tati, which is daddy, daddy. And he was saying how every strand of our DNA, the sulfuric bridges match the numeric equivalents of Yahweh. So our DNA is literally stamped by God.
Well, not only that, but it's encrypted by God too.
And encrypted by God, yes. And they're trying to, yeah. I'm trying to find that here, but can't seem to find it right now. But that's interesting that you say that as well. That is really helpful to understand. I think we've covered most of that. So I want to go here and look at the Rumble is working. So I'll look at questions here. Thank you guys for defending me against this troll. Don't worry about it. Just ignore the troll. Don't feed the trolls. It's an obvious troll. So ignore him.
There's a lot of counterintelligence bots on our social media, and you could tell that they can't form. They're not familiar with our popular culture. They're not. They're trying to attack discourse that they don't want us talking about. So if you're attacked by trolls, you're probably hitting something they don't want you talking about. So just do the opposite, basically.
Yeah, there's a troll on here, and a lot of my listeners are defending me. Let's see. China's in bed with WHO. And yes, that's certainly true. MATLAB ain't cheap either.
You could request a trial. It's not cheap, but you could request a 30-day trial. Just call the software people. Or if you have friends in a university or you are near a university, go ahead and call a representative and get a free trial. You could execute the code in one day. So you could just try it for the trial and use it for the 30 days. So it's not like it's not non-accessible software. You get a 30-day trial, it'll take you about 3 hours to just test and run the code and play with it.
Yeah, so Schnauzer Time says, what's China's motive? And again, I think it might be to a shot across the bow of the Air Force's Directed Energy Directorate there. They also want to take that territory. Yaba duty modes, laser frequency, microwave, possess possible scalar or approaching new ad endo and ad ecto modes. I don't know what those are. Maybe you do.
Yeah, so scalar weapons, a scalar technology was something that Tesla was talking about. I think there's some debate in them. I mean, the CIA has published some redacted papers on Tesla's scalar weapons, but we don't even need to get a scalar to get to this level of damage. We could use something of today. We don't need something as exotic as scalar when we could use just a really powerful laser, you know?
And they're talking about the blues. What you were talking about the other day, please elaborate on the blue stuff not burning.
Yeah, so if you look, there's videos of this online. For some reason, the near infrared spectrum, it does not blue colors do not absorb or counteract with its energy. It's beyond my understanding of it, but the blue wavelength for some reason for near infrared, which is what we can't see near infrared beams, we can only see the results. If you burn a red object with a near infrared beam, it'll burn. But if you paint something blue, certain shades of blue, not all blues, for some reason it won't catch on fire. And this is just this way the beam properties, electromagnetic spectrum work with this. I mean, you can see videos of near lasers. Most of the near lasers use for manufacturing and stuff like that and cutting and whatever. They won't react with a blue object or a blue color, basically. So that is observed, and you could look at any of this stuff up. Basically, it's just beam phenomena.
I got some really smart guys. Yabadubi says it's not sympathetic blind resonant colors wouldn't burn, but it would require significantly more time to store enough energy to begin conflagration as compared with other color. And I guess by then it's passing over.
Yeah. Again, we don't need a continuous burst on these things. You just need you need to adjust. You need to optimize the time of the discharge, the length of the discharge, to optimize it for the most damage and to save the amount of energy. So it's not just a on beam. It's a very high frequency, or depending on, you know, it depends on the math on preserving capacitance and optimizing damage. Basically, that's an optimization problem in physics.
Kevin 2103 says, very interesting research from Mr. Favis. I'd like to see him use that same research on the Paradise, California, Boulder, Colorado, and Santa Rosa fires to see. And you're doing that, right? You're in the process of doing that.
I could do that actually. The satellites would have to have been launched before the Paradise fires, so that already eliminates a whole bunch of satellites. They have to be large payload. That eliminates a whole bunch of satellites, and obviously they're not Starlink satellites. That eliminates more satellites. It's almost like it's just deductive reasoning. I could figure out what you're talking about by asking you 20 questions, and it comes down to the same thing with satellites. You just eliminate, there's so many of them up there, but the thing is, I'm looking for unknown payloads. I'm looking for something that was not launched in 1970. I'm looking for something that was launched 5 years ago. And then not only that, but I'm specifically looking at, I first looked at CCP. Those are my number one suspect because of my history with CCP trying to steal my technology, the bioweapon stuff, basically. So the first ones I looked at, my suspicions or intuition were right. The three lined up. So you could deductively deduce with your own stuff. Get your MATLAB trial. I encourage you to. MATLAB is a great program, by the way. Go to spacetrack.org and just input this data yourself. You could back propagate to the date of the Paradise fire. Again, I was affected by the Paradise fires. I had to leave the state. The smoke was so bad. It just obliterated that area. It was not a normal. California has a lot of forests, a lot of fires, because we have a lot of forest and everything, but the Paradise fire was just freakishly hot. And I also compared the footprint of the Paradise fire to the footprint of the Maui fire in a previous video, and the footprint's almost the same size and the same length. Coincidentally, I looked at the satellite imagery.
Well, Yabadubi says, back to the weaponry, microwave bath of the area would energize all metallic conductors in the range of fire, creating some plasma effects. They had that in Lahaina, energized the target. That's interesting. The blue color frequency, live free or perish, says is 6.66. That's interesting. I do know that from Tibetan to Inde to Apache culture, the turquoise, the blue color, is always important and prized. And I think that's also on the breastplate. The
near infrared is, I think, what you're talking about, EVs, right? 1.6 EVs. That what it is? 6.66 EVs is blue. That makes sense. That's a weird coincidence.
Oh, well, not really. No, all that stuff fits together as well. Well, this has been fascinating and so helpful. And, you know, I really want people to get this and you do too, so that they can bring civil lawsuits, because that's how we can resupply ourselves as the resistance movement. So again, it's MrRobots.com, and where else can they follow you?
Yeah, Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R Robots.com. You can see my professional background and my experience at Steve, S-T-E-V-E, and my last name, F-A-V-I-S. That's Foxtrot Alpha Victor India Sierra.com. SteveFavis.com is how you pronounce my last name, basically. That's the best website.
And you've been taken off of X Twitter.
Elon Musk muzzled me like a dog, so I had to go to other platforms.
Which is very interesting. Well, Twitter is a Intel PSYOP, and Musk is involved in 5G satellite warfare, and depends on the day which side he's on, I guess. But
that's true.
Thank you so much, Steve. This has been really good. We'll definitely have you back. And I think there's 408 people on following this right now, and there'll be much more, and lots of thanks and help with your work, and we will be in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me. Thanks everybody for watching.
All right, guys. So that was a really, so usually I don't repeat shows, you know, because there's so much going on. And I know some of you follow me daily, but you probably need a drink after doing that. But I thought this was so important. And also I think we added on to it a lot, just like with the Maui. And so I think this is really an inflection point, because it really shows that they are killing us, and the government is not there to help us at all. They are in on it, just like the bioweapon started at Dietrich and ended up at Wuhan, and Fauci had Chinese bioweapon experts in American uniforms. So remember, a secret told isn't. No communications are secure. All security is breachable. All codes are hackable. Concealment is not cover. All cover is temporary. All codes are breakable. Use a one-time pad one time. And there's one in jeffreypraiser.com in the shop. Looking is not seeing. Hearing is not listening. Moving is not action. Knowledge is not wisdom. Perseverance beats talent. Power is not force. Power comes from God. Hope is not a plan. Plans are useless. Planning is invaluable. Develop the situation before it develops you. The most committed wins. Freedom is never given. It is earned, fought for, won, and taken. So, take it.